This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board says the top health care priority facing Vermont is to change the way physicians and hospitals are paid. Next year, the legislature is likely to focus on a financing plan for a single-payer system, but Chairman Al Gobe says job number one is bringing the cost of health care much closer to the rate of inflation. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
In the middle of January, Governor Peter Shumlin is scheduled to unveil his long-awaited plan to finance a single-payer healthcare system, and lawmakers will review the proposal during the session. But to the Green Mountain Care Board, the group that oversees virtually every aspect of healthcare in Vermont, there's a far more important issue to deal with, and that's payment reform. Board Chairman Al Gobe says designing a system to replace the current fee-for-service model is the most critical task facing his board.
How we get the system operating closer to inflation, growing at a rate closer to inflation, that has to be priority number one. We don't stare at the collection part of the equation every day. We are really looking at payment and delivery reform. That's what we do.
Gobe says the fee-for-service model needs to be replaced because it rewards quantity over quality of care. He envisions a new system that bundles payments for healthcare providers and allows these providers to be reimbursed to keep their patients healthy. Gobe thinks it could make a huge difference when patients are released from the hospital and are in need of comprehensive home care services. If it works, Gobe says hospital readmission rates will be significantly reduced.
Where I frankly see this having its biggest effect is in transitions of care. Those transitions of care are what we have to make payment, reimbursement. We need to make the delivery of money pay for those transitions in a better way.
Gobe is hoping to have part of the state's healthcare system shifted over to a new payment reform model by the end of 2015.
If we could say this is going to be the trend for the next 5 years and we're sitting here a year from now and we've gotten that done, I think that that would be a real positive thing for Vermont.
Gobe says he's encouraged that there's preliminary evidence that a payment reform system can be successful in delivering better care at a lower cost. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.